But hey, Randy, thanks for bringing the treats this morning. Are those Danish pastries?
They sure are, Steve. And they're my tribute to this week's legend of comedy, who was often referred to as the Clown Prince of Denmark.
This happens to be the first number I ever learned to play while my sister taught me the piano. She was my first teacher. That's all. She's only my half-sister.
Great idea. About time we honored the inimitable Victor Borga.
I'm Randy Hodgins.
And I'm Steve McClellan. And today we feature Borga Rosenbaum, who was born in Copenhagen in 1909. His parents were both musicians, and as a child prodigy himself, he was playing the piano before he was even in school. After studies at the Royal Danish Academy of Music, he became a classical concert pianist, but with a twist. He played beautiful music, but also told very funny jokes as part of a unique stand-up act.
When the German army occupied Denmark in 1940, Borga was able to escape and eventually make his way to America. He learned English by watching movies and took the name Victor Borga. He became a fixture on radio, first with Rudy Valli, and then later with Bing Crosby on the popular Kraft Music Hall program.
Oh, that is easy to worry. I go over the little hill there and I go back up. Come on.
Little white house, little red house. I'm in the White House.
You live in the White House. Yeah. Good. Say, Bing, why don't you come to my house?
Not if you insist, but where do you live?
In the little red house.
Oh. Victor's radio fame grew as he was given his own show, and that led to movie roles and eventually television. It was during this period that he developed many of his trademarks, like phonetic punctuation, in which he read a passage from a book and added exaggerated sound effects to stand for all of the punctuation marks.
Arrgh, said the dragon. Those are fighting words, said the prince.
Borga's comedy and music Broadway show ran for more than 3 years in the early 50s. From then on, he was a fixture on television and in live concert performances for the rest of the 20th century, including variety shows, game shows, PBS specials, and even children's programs.
Liebestraum. It is a very nice piece, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why are you playing it?
Well, that's a good question. Let me see now. Why am I playing? Well, actually, I don't like it. That's why.
You don't like it?
I hate it.
Ah!
Yes, that's why I play it.
Far out.
Victor Borga recorded numerous albums and authored 3 books in addition to winning many awards in his lifetime, including a Kennedy Center honor in 1999.
You can find out more about Victor Borga and all our comedy legends, including video clips and extended audio cuts, at LaughTracksRadio.com. Thanks for listening, and until next time, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him. Goodbye, everybody.